until your people passes, Hashem, ad yavor amzu kamit, that's just twice ad yavor am Hashem, until your people of God crosses over, ad yavor amzu kamit, until this nation that you have acquired will pass over. Why does it say twice ad yavor, until you pass over? One is talking about when Jews came in the days of Yahushua, and the second is talking about when Jews came in the days of Ezra. Ad yavor am Hashem, says the Gemara, zu biyorishon, this is a reference to the first entering of the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael under Yahushua. Ad yavor am zu kanita, zu biyashnia, this is the second time Jews came in the days of Ezra. Mikan omru chachomim, from here, our rabbi said, Ru'uyim ha'oyim Yisrael le'elset le'nezvi me'ezra, the Jewish people deserve that a miracle be performed for them in the days of Ezra. K'derech shenasol ha'mimei Yahushua ben-Nun, as was done in the days of Yahushua ben-Nun, ela shegor ha'machet. Sin caused them to lose this reward. The Mefarshim and the Gemara say, what was the sin? Why were no miracles done for the Jewish people in the days of Ezra as in the days of Yeshua? The sin, simply, they didn't come. They didn't come. Would they have come kecholma? Would they have come amas? Jewish history would have been different. I said on a number of occasions, I said it most recently in Shul on Shabbos, to me, Parsha Bahalotcha is the most painful of all of the parashiyot in Torah. Bahalotcha has two parts to it, and I pointed it out in Shul. The fellow who read the Torah, Parsha Bahalotcha, in the first half of the Sefer, they describe how the cloud of glory rises and each one of the tribes begins to march. And the Baal Kori read it to the niggun that we use for Oz Yashir. Then it says in the middle of the Seder, by even so, Ha'aron, by Yovel Oshe, Kuma Hashem, they're journeying to Eretz Yisrael. Immediately after, by even so, tragedy strikes. By Yihon, Kinetonin, and the people were complaining. It was bad in the ears of God. A plague begins in the camp. If that's not enough, they begin complaining, me, Achilleen, Bosor, who's going to give us flesh? Who's going to give us meat? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's a Seder that starts off with the greatest expectations. We're marching toward the great Jewish destiny. And everything unravels after by even so hard. Everything unravels. What happens in Parsha Shlach is really a direct outgrowth of a people that are bitter and complaining, and it's so difficult to get to the bottom of what's troubling them. The story of Parsha Bahalotcha is an opportunity, a great opportunity that was missed. A great opportunity that's missed is tragedy. The Haftorah of Parsha Bahalotcha is from Zechariah, who talks about Jews returning at the time of Ezra. And I say that the relationship between the Haftorah and the Sefer is, the Haftorah is also the story of what could have been. The Haftorah begins, Roni v'simchi bas Tzion, bas Tzion be full of joy and sing, ki hideni bo, I'm coming. I'm going to dwell in your midst. God says, Jews, sing, I'm coming. You know what that means? That God wanted to bring his divine presence down at the time of the second temple, but it didn't happen. Another opportunity missed, shattered. There were other opportunities in history. Question is, how long are we going to mess up great opportunities? The Sedra Shlach ends with, Rabbi Adler talked about it, Lo Totu Rachle Vachem Vachere Nechem, don't follow your heart and your eyes. the Sifri, the Tanaim, and that pasuk say, because the eyes go after the heart. That's why it says, don't follow your heart and your eyes. All the problems start here. They don't start here. They start here. Whatever is going on in your heart is going to dictate what you see. We two people can see precisely the same thing, and one sees it as great opportunity and the other sees it as great tragedy. Because to everything that we have to judge, we bring everything that we are. Our background, our upbringing, our education, our feelings, prejudices, fears, did you say? Fears, absolutely. All of these are what dictate how we're ultimately going to look at it. That's why you can have on the great debate that goes on today by climate, all those who see profound tragedy this summer, and those who see the beginning of great new things. Whoa, wow, what are you talking about? Beginning, the end of the conquest, it's all over. It's amazing, because people bring first their hearts, and then they look at something, that's how they see it. I have a feeling that that's why Parashat Tzitzis comes at the end of Parashat Shlach. Because the lesson that's to be learned from the whole Sefer is, you gotta be careful with that heart. Because if you're not gonna be careful with the heart and straighten it out, you're just gonna see things in a way that they should not be seen. That's the challenge, that's the tragedy. And we've made mistakes, and God Almighty, the possibility for mistakes is that great. But we're going to be dealing with the halacha, and you're going to see such beautiful, beautiful discussions that have taken place on these Gemaras. One final point. We learned the Gemara in Ksubas. Shouldn't go up on Mas. We learned two Gemaras, one in Brachas and one in Yuma, that say our mistake was that we didn't go up on Mas. How do we reconcile the two Gemaras with the one Gemara? So one of the great Achronim, Bnei Yoshua, says it means that the question of whether Jews can or should go on Mas to Eretz Yisrael is a machloket between Gemaras. It's not a simple statement. Not a simple statement. What we're going to have to deal with is number one. Is the whole Gemara of the Sholei Shavuos, is it halacha or agada? Question number one. Question number two, what indeed do each one of the three mean? Are they interrelated? For example, what happens if Goyim don't keep their commitment not to cause us to suffer too much? Does that therefore free us of any oath that we took? Hafarat chozer. They've broken the contract. Alright? What does it mean? I mean, there's so much fascinating discussion in the Yetzer Hashem. We will try to complete it next week. Who?
The monkish rabbi.
Munkacha? Chayim Eluzer. Chayim Eluzer Shapiro.
Rabbi Goldman, I have regards to you from a former Talmud.
Yes.
Alan Pritzker. Remember Alan? He said, you don't remember Pritzker and Apwitzer?
Pritzker and Apwitzer. They were from Ottawa.
Right. You're right. And he was here recently visiting. His son made Aliyah and was in the army.